Today's message or lesson is on how to memorize scripture and apply it to your life. So can anyone name a scripture you memorized as a child or one that stuck with you throughout the years?
John 3:16.
Yeah. Can you quote it?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish.
There we go. Anybody else? I know. Go ahead.
Create me a clean heart, O God, and you'll erupt spirit within me.
Verse?
I can't remember. I got all the scriptures in my head. The actual verse, that's one thing I have a problem with.
Okay. I know that as a kid, especially in Sunday school, there's a few that have always stuck with me. For example, Psalms 23. I'm sure everybody knows the 23rd Psalm. Acts 2:38, of course, everybody. John 3:16, as Brother Abraham mentioned. Matthew 28:19, on how to be baptized. Deuteronomy 6:4, you know, there's no other God before it. There's only one God. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. So why do we memorize scripture? One, to resist sin. Scripture fortifies your spirit in temptation by Psalms 119:11. To renew your mind, Romans 12:2. It transformed a mind begins with word-filled thoughts. To share your faith boldly, 1 Peter 3:15. We'd be ready to give an answer with the word. To grow in apostolic doctrine, we can refer to Acts 2:42 and Jude 1:3, where we contend for the faith with confidence. And to be used by the Spirit, John 14:26, the word is brought to remembrance when it's been planted. So Psalm 119 says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Should have went through the slides, but as we spoke each one. But Romans 12:2, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." 1 Peter 3:15, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Acts 2:42, "And they continued steadfastly in apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers." This is where we contend for the faith with confidence. John 14:26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." You know, the word is brought to remembrance when it's been planted. This has a lot to do with our Bible quizzing that we have going on. Has there been a time when a memory verse gave you strength, direction, or clarity?
Three different occasions, and it was three different scriptures. And even though they was all different, they all did the same thing to give me instant strength in my body that I needed.
Do you happen to remember any of them?
Oh yeah. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm bad for remembering.
Well, that's all right.
But the word that part. And then those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings of eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint.
There we go.
And the third one, that one I have a problem with, but it is my strength is made perfect in your strength or my weakness. I can't remember that.
That's right. Anybody else? No examples? All right. So the early church was word center in Acts 2:42. The early church was word saturated. Even without printed Bibles, they recited, taught, and lived the word. So you'll even as you read, you'll notice where even Jesus got up and spoke in the synagogue and, you know, recited, you know, scrolls from you know, and they ministered and taught the word. Apostolic preaching is grounded in scripture. So memorizing verses strengthen teaching, preaching, and witnesses. They're deeply rooted in memorizing scripture. And then memorizing key doctrinal verses strengthens our witness and teaching. It equips saints to stand for truth. This is more than personal encouragement. It's equipping you for apostolic authority and effectiveness. If anybody needs one, can you raise your hand that's walked in? So let me ask you this. Has anybody, like outside of just reading and sort of repetition, has anybody had any other method that they would like to share if they've ever tried to memorize scripture? Yeah.
I take a verse, write it down, and repeat it throughout the day.
There you go.
Always got them in my pocket.
There you go.
7 days a week. And if you ever came to my house, there's different scriptures in every room, taped on the wall, everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I memorize a psalm, I read the psalm every single day plus another scripture. That psalm, I repeat it every single day.
Very good. And that's one of the things we're going to review here. So one of the first one is repetition and recitation. We say it aloud and write it down. Repeating the verse over and over until you get, or even combining methods one and two, where we break it down and memorize phrase by phrase. So if you're an auditory learner, make a song. Well, I'm beating ahead of it. Your best friend here would be to repeat it over and over, because repetition is your best teacher. So you say it aloud in the morning, in the afternoon, or at night. We can refer that to Psalms 1 and 2. Psalms verse 1, 2. Write it out multiple times. Or use flashcards, sticky notes around your house, put on your refrigerator. Or breaking it down. This is where we combine methods 1 and 2. So we memorize small phrases, then build them together. Focus on the reference before and after the verse. A lot of our Bible quizzers will tend to refer to this. So you break down, repeat, you know, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. So on and so forth. And repeating that multiple times. And then once you can get it, and you don't have to actually use a sticky note or a Bible verse card or anything else like that, then you've got it. And it usually will stick with you anytime that you need to reference it.
Another thing that I think can help me is when I read the word, then have one verse of that specific chapter to memorize.
Yeah. Yeah. Some visual and audio tools. Method 3, where you use Bible apps and audio playback, which watch preaching clips or songs that include scripture. So if you're an auditory learner, make a song out of it. Listen to someone else say it. Even the Bible app will read aloud to you. For our beginner quizzers, they have there's someone that actually writes out songs for them. And then I'm sure that you've all heard IBC, where they, you know, their John 1:1 song, right? I'm sure everybody's heard it at this point. IBC has actually done a few verse songs. Use it in prayer. So turn verses into prayers to seal them in your heart. And method five, teach or share it, repetition through conversation. So something, you don't necessarily have to teach it here, you know, at a podium or anything, but maybe doing a Bible study. You don't need to know it all, but it would be a great way for repetition and for you to memorize those verses that are used. You can even say it to someone. Use it in your testimony. You know, have a verse that matches or coincides with your testimony. And then method six. Create triggers or associations. Link the verse to an action, object, or situation. I don't know. There you go. It's cut off. Quoting Philippians 4:13 before something that goes on a daily basis, that you have a repetition, a daily cycle in your life. So some key apostolic verses to begin memorizing. Acts 2:38 is the plan of salvation. Deuteronomy 6:4 speaks to the oneness of God. John 3:5 mentions the new birth. Matthew 16:18-19 is church authority. Ephesians 4:5 speaks of one Lord, one faith, one baptism. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 speaks on holiness. Isaiah 9:6 speaks on identity of Jesus. Colossians 2:9 speaks of the fullness of God in Christ. Romans 12:1-2 is the lifestyle of holiness. Memorizing each of these key apostolic verses will help you in your walk with God, in your prayer lives, and anything that might come up. So memorize with meditation. It equals transformation. So in Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So some simple meditation questions. What does this teach me about God? Is there a promise or command here? How can I apply that today? So if you're doing this once a day and memorize one verse of scripture a day, our Bible quizzers are, that's our goal for them, is to at least memorize one verse of scripture a day, at least one. But there's more to memorizing than just memorizing it. It's keeping it and applying it, right? So how can this be applied today? So Psalms 119:11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So what does this teach us? God's word guards my heart from sin. Is there a promise or a command here? The command here is that to hide his word in your heart. And how do you apply it every day? Commit a verse to memory this week and recite it daily. We apply it. So my closing challenge here. So in your daily prayer, ask the Lord to give you discipline, desire, and recall. That is the word that his word would truly dwell richly in your heart and in your mind. So if you would like to take about five, well, I don't even have any pens. Oops. On the back of your outline, there are five questions that you can review, even take home, and you know, answer these. And so I'm just going to read over these questions. But which verse has meant the most to you in this season of life, and why? In what moments of your daily life do you most need God's word to guide or comfort you? In fact, we can actually just go over them right now. Has there ever been a verse that meant most to you in your session of life right now, or maybe in the past?
A verse that I always go back to is John 14:27. I learned this one when I was at Bible quizzing, but even as a junior in high school, and even now, like as an adult mom, a wife, I find that I need it more every day, and that's Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And I think that that just speaks a lot about who God is and what He wants for us. I know for me, it always, like, that's the verse that always comes to me whenever I'm struggling, or if I'm going through something hard, or if I'm dealing with rowdy kids all day. Like, I just go back to that one.
Anybody else have a verse that means the most to you, or has meant the most to you throughout your life? Okay. In what moments of your daily life do you most need God's word to guide and comfort you, or comfort you?
When I'm at work and I've had a challenging patient on the phone, after I hang up, before I call my next one, I have to get recentered and focus. And I have a sticky on my computer that says pray. So between each member or patient, I try my best to refocus on God and how He wants me to deal with the next call.
Me being in a call center before, I feel you. I totally feel you. You got to take a breath before each one.
Yes.
And while that, you know, it's never personal, it's still a strain on you mentally.
Absolutely.
Anybody else?
I work in a factory, and I'm surrounded by men.
Yeah.
So I hear horrible conversations all day. So I like try to step back and just start focusing in my head on. I pray and I think of scripture and.
Not the only thing you can do.
Some of the conversations I hear is just not. It's crazy.
Yeah. The third question here is, what's one small habit you could add to your routine to help you consistently memorize scripture? I know that you provided a few things that as part of your daily routine. Does anybody else?
I used to have the same problem as Brother Monty had. I would be quoting scriptures to somebody and tell them this, that, and the Bible says this, the Bible says that, and then say, "Where does it say that?" And I'd have to say, "I read it. I don't know, but you gotta trust me. It's in there." But I read somewhere just recently, and it really helped me, that a year from now, you will remember 30% of what you hear.
Mm-hmm.
You remember 50% of what you read. And there's like 60 or 70% of what you say, but it said you will remember 85% a year from now of what you write down. So every day, every week, I pick one verse. I write it down on the index card. And I learned that verse, And then every morning, I've got a list of probably 15 or 20 verses now. Every morning, I'll recite every one of those verses out loud. And it's helped me really to remember a lot of where it's at. I know what the Bible says, but I didn't know where it's at.
Yep.
And that really helps.
Writing it down, even in your job, yeah. Writing it down always helps.
We always tell the quizzers that you don't know the verse if you don't know the reference, which that's a little, we also know that Bible quizzing is a different ball game, but we are teaching them how to apply this to their daily life. And so for our quizzers, we always tell them if you're going to memorize a verse, John chapter 1, verse 1. That's how we tell them to memorize it, because at a quiz board, luckily, this isn't real life, but at a quiz board, it can be wrong if you don't know where the reference is. But just what you were saying, like, if you can't tell somebody where it's at, they're going to have a harder time believing you. Yeah. And so if you just add that to your scripture memorization, then it makes it easier.
Yeah, it's one thing to say it's there, and it's another thing to show somebody.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when you wake up, it's very important how your day is going to go. So, you know, the first step that you do out of your bed or before you get out of bed, if your first step is being grateful to the Lord of what the Lord has done for you, or the night that you have, the previous night, I mean, it's very important, because if you have a grateful, being grateful to the Lord, he's going to give you a song. And that song might be a song of joy, of deliverance, of comfort, of peace. Whatever is required for you to have in your day, in your daily walk. So just being connected with the Lord as soon as you wake up, even before you go to bed, because you're sleeping, your dreams, and whatever you have in your mind during the night, it will be according to what you have surrendered to the Lord.
Yeah.
So as you wake up, if you make a choice, you know, you make a choice of being connected with the Lord, he will give you a scripture that will sustain you during the day. I remember when I went out of home because of college, you know, we always had the verse that will sustain us. And no matter what we're going through college, which it's a lot, you know, you feel like you're going to take an exam and you're going to fail, but you have to make a grade A. So I remember that verse, Joshua 1, I think it's 1:8. Have I commanded you to be strong and courageous and not to be dismayed, because Jehovah God will be with you wherever you are.
Yeah.
So I just feel through my life that, even though I'm not in hometown in Puerto Rico and Galillas, you know, in my little comfort zone down there, the Lord has moved with me wherever I went. And we have difficult times in life, you know, and that verse where it's Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, because my thoughts are not your thoughts. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts, just like heaven is higher than your thoughts. So it made me focus that no matter where we go, no matter what's going on in the mind of people, which I cannot control, but I can control my mind, because my mind has the thoughts of the Lord.
Yeah.
So if my mind has the thoughts of the Lord, then whatever comes out of my mouth should be the thoughts of the Lord, should guide me throughout the day.
Yeah, very good. I know that, I mean, I'm not the perfect person, especially when waking up in the morning, because the moment I wake up, I'll stay in bed for a few minutes and then my day starts running, you know, especially when you have two little ones that are likely awake before you are. But Sister Heather, you had?
We had started playing an auditory novel and sleeping with that. And it really, there would be many nights I would wake up in the middle of the night and there would be something planned, and it was like I was taking it in, even, you know, like I could finish it before, you know.
Yeah.
And then throughout the day, I could recall things that I'm like, how did that happen? You know, but I think it really had a lot to do with sleeping with the Word.
Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, there's different types of learning methods, you know, like we were talking about listening, writing it down, you know, doing it, you know, things like that. I'm an auditory listener. I prefer you say it, and the likelihood of me, you know, as long as I'm focused on what you said, I'm 9 times out of 10, I'll remember it. Yes. Like I said.
What do you mean other people?
No. Like I said, I have to be focused on what you're saying. But all of us guys, and all the guys can laugh. It's okay. Listening, especially when it comes to the Bible, because if I start reading, I start falling asleep, unfortunately. I mean, that's just me. But if I'm listening to it and I'm focused on it and I'm just reading along, I tend to pick up a lot more.
Plus, it may our sleep a lot more peaceful. Like, you look up and it's like you have it.
Yeah. Totally feel that. Anybody else want to share an experience? And Brother Jerry, I'm sorry, we're friends, so I'm going to call you out. What was the verse that you recite when you're injured?
Ezekiel 16:6.
Would you mind reciting that for me?
I can't say it all, but I can. When I get cut real bad, I had a chainsaw to cut my arm, and I just got to quoting what I could in my head, and it just quit bleeding. And it's done a lot for our kids and my mom and dad and my grandmother and all those. But if you quote it and you believe it, it will stop the blood.
You told me that story, and that's what kicked up when I started doing this lesson. I was like, applying it to your life right there. And I'm just going to jump to the fifth question down here. When was the last time you shared a scripture with someone else, and what impact did it have?
I give them out every day at work. But I especially want to make sure I have one for my boss, because her son, who was really young, he committed suicide. And she said on a bad day, she reaches in that box that I gave her and she pulls them out for a reason. She said it helps her.
Very good. I feel like that would definitely help.
Actually, a guy came to my job that's interviewed me this week about logging.
Yeah.
And I told him that story. And he writes a safety article for a magazine. And he said he was going to include that. He wrote it all down and he said he was going to include that in one of his safety articles.
And then how many people read that?
Oh,
a lot of people,
thousand,
I imagine.
Several thousand.
Yeah. Anybody else?
I'm able to share some testimony with some people, but yesterday I had this lady in. I did share a testimony with her, and she said, I knew God was here.
That's awesome.
So that's just awesome.
Yeah. Anybody else have any other examples? No? All right. Well, that concludes this lesson. We're like 10 minutes early, so... You are free to discuss amongst yourselves.